President Tinubu's speech was a solemn appeal for calm and composure as the nation marked 64 years of independence Tuesday.
As your president, I assure you that we are committed to finding sustainable solutions to alleviate the suffering of our citizens. Once again, I plead for your patience as the reforms we are implementing show positive signs, and we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
This year, Independence Day came with amid widespread frustration. Inflation is at a record high, and the Naira devaluation has eroded purchasing power. Citizens like Felix Chukwuma and Ken Ugwu question whether it is appropriate for the country to celebrate.
I feel that it's not worth celebrating because of the economy of the country, the hardship of the economy of the country. Because everybody, most of us, the businessmen, were not finding it easy.
64th independence means that we are supposed to have been far grown. But as things stand today, we are just crawling. What a shame.
Many Nigerians say the economic hardship as a result of reform championed by Tinubu, including removal of subsidy and the floating of Naira. President Tinubu said Tuesday that the reforms are essential for Nigeria's long-term economic stability. Amid frayed nerves, the government toned down the usual holiday parade and display in Abuja, holding only a small ceremony that was closed to the public. Economics Isaac Bolton says a low-key celebration is justified.
What will be the basis for celebrating independence? I think in the best interest of the president is to even shelve any form of celebration completely, because Nigerians are hungry, and if he continues with this, there's going to be a public outburst that he may not be able to control.
Nigerians are also anxious about the general insecurity in many parts of the country, especially in the northeast, where suspected Boko Haram militants opened fire at a market in the town of Yobe in September and killed close to 40 people. The president said his government is making progress against extremists.
We have restored peace to hundreds of communities in the north, and thousands of our people have been able to return home. It is an unfinished business, I agree, which our security agencies are committed to ending as quickly as possible. As soon as we can restore peace to many communities in the troubled part of the north, our farmers can return to their farms.
The president maintained that the stability is on the horizon, and despite current challenge, he said the government believes Nigeria can still forge a path to a better future. Gibson Emeka in Abuja, VOA News.
As your president, I assure you that we are committed to finding sustainable solutions to alleviate the suffering of our citizens. Once again, I plead for your patience as the reforms we are implementing show positive signs, and we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I feel that it's not worth celebrating because of the economy of the country, the hardship of the economy of the country. Because everybody, most of us, the businessmen, were not finding it easy.
64th independence means that we are supposed to have been far grown. But as things stand today, we are just crawling. We are just crawling. What a shame.
What will be the basis for celebrating independence? I think in the best interest of the president is to even shelve any form of celebration completely, because Nigerians are hungry, and if he continues with this, there's going to be a public outburst that he may not be able to control.
We have restored peace to hundreds of communities in the north, and thousands of our people have been able to return home. It is an unfinished business, I agree, which our security agencies are committed to ending as quickly as possible. As soon as we can restore peace to many communities in the troubled part of the north, our farmers can return to their farms.